You're listening to Sounds Good here on WKMS. I'm Chad Lampe, joined by Kate Lochte in the studio. And on the phone, we have Steve Wiggin, the organist and choir master in Hopkinsville at Grace Church. Hi, Steve.
Good afternoon. Hi.
Steve, I'm sorry we didn't catch you at the beginning of this wonderful series that you're offering, Music at Midday. But tell me about the recital that's tomorrow at noon. It's six consecutive Fridays at
noon.
That's
correct, yes. Tomorrow will be the third one, and then it'll continue through. The last one will be on May 17th. And each one features local organists from the area. I will be performing tomorrow. The next week, on May the 3rd, will be Anna Defoe, who's the choir director at the St. John Methodist Church here in Hopkinsville. And I will play the following week. And then the last one on May 17th, Brendan Jones will be performing. And Brendan is a college student at Georgetown College in Georgetown, Kentucky.
Tell me about your church's SB pipe organ.
The SD pipe organ was installed in 1906, and it's the oldest pipe organ in this area here. I have been the organist here for about 30 years, and when I came 30 years ago, it was showing the effect of its age. And obviously, without any major work, it was not getting better. And then about 5 years ago, as part of a capital improvement program of the church facilities, we were able to take the organ out and have it totally redone, reconditioned, and expanded and reinstalled. And so at this point, it is like it was brand new.
Not every church has a pipe organ.
No, that's correct. There are, I believe, five in Hopkinsville.
Wow. What inspired you to start this noonday concert? It caught my eye because I lived in Los Angeles for a while, and I was an office worker, and down street at a church, they invited people to come in with brown bags and eat lunch for organ concerts. And so your concert made me think maybe you do the same.
Yeah, a lot of cities do this. Our current priest, Alice Nichols, spends quite a bit of time at Christ Church in Nashville. And this was a program they did down there. And when she suggested it to me, probably about a year ago, it just sounded like a good idea. And this was the time to get it started.
So is it okay for folks to bring munchies while you're playing the organ?
That really hasn't come up, but I'm sure that would be fine, certainly, because what we're trying to do is to attract people over their lunch hour, yes.
Yes, I loved a brown bag. So tell me about your program tomorrow.
Tomorrow I will be doing a program of music entirely by Dietrich Buxtehude. And Buxtehude was a predecessor of J.S. Bach. Certainly he's a person that Bach knew. Bach actually took a journey on foot, a journey of about 250 miles when he was a young man to go and see Buxtehude. He ended up spending about 3 months there in Lübeck, Germany, studying with him. So his work, the works of Buxtehude, had a great impact on the work that J.S. Bach did.
So which of the Buxtehudes will you be performing?
I will be doing the Jig Few, which is just a delightful little piece. I will be doing a choral prelude, and then I will be doing the prelude in fugue in G minor, which is actually two fugues. There's a prelude, a fugue, then a kind of an interlude section in which the pedals take the melody and the manuals are just playing chords, and then a concluding fugue. And this is typical of Buxtehude. His works were not as complex or as J.S. Bach's, and his prelude and fugues usually consisted of two or three separate short fugues.
So what does it feel like when you're performing at an organ like the SB? As a non-musician, I always have to wonder if you feel the power of that music.
You really do. An organ, it's called the king of instruments, and for a very good reason. I mean, it can play very, very soft, or it can play very, very loud, and it just has this glorious sound that fills the room.
Wow. Well, I'm so glad you could join us. Let me ask you another question about the programs to come. What are the blockbusters that will be heard in Grace Church as this series plays out through May 17th?
Anna DeFoe will be performing works by Long Lay, Pachelbel, and Saint-Saëns. The following week, I will be doing a program of Italian music by Cesar Franck. And I'm not sure at this point what Brendan will be playing on his concert on May the 17th. So we've got quite a bit of French music coming up in the next couple of weeks with Long Lay, Saint-Saëns, and Cesar Franck.
Wow. It's just a wonderful thing you're doing for the community. This is Music at Midday, Fridays at 12 noon at Grace Church, 216 East 6th Street in Hopkinsville. And we're speaking with Steve Wiggin, who is organist and choir master. Good for you, Steve, for doing this for the community.
Well, thank you. It started out small. The second one, we had about twice what we had the first week, so I think things are catching on. And if this is successful, which we anticipate it will be, it will become an ongoing program of the church at different times of year, not just in the springtime like we're doing it this year, but we would do another series in the fall.
Wonderful. What a great interlude it is in a work day to hear organ music. So thank you for being with us today.
Well, thank you for inviting me.